All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Summer is officially underway. It started yesterday. You enjoy one of those Funky Buddha hard seltzers over the summer. A little mango guava, key lime cherry. Make sure you're all stocked up on Funky Buddha for the 4th of July weekend. And we should probably toast ourselves with a little Funky Buddha for our Miami New Times Award, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Let's celebrate.
All right. What'd you pour there for us, Solana?
That's a hard seltzer right there. That's a mango guava.
That's a mango guava hard seltzer?
Yeah.
All right.
Delicious.
Very exciting. I mean, this is quite the day. I mean, we get the Miami New Times Award. Panthers are going to have a new head coach. I mean, things are it's National Onion Rings Day. Things are happening for us.
Slows down in South Florida.
Let's begin the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with headlines and our friend Alejandro Solana.
Guys, this update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Things are happening today. Let's start with really the big piece of news for today. The Panthers reportedly will be hiring Paul Maurice as their new head coach. That means interim head coach Andrew Brunette, who led the team for pretty much most of last season to the President's Trophy, will be replaced.
Yeah.
Never took off the interim tag. We knew something was going on.
Yeah. We talked with Steve Goldstein in the last hour. I think that was kind of a red flag for a lot of Panthers fans, because there were plenty of times during the season, really, as they were winning, they never stumbled when he took over. Plenty of times to remove that interim tag, and they did not. So obviously they had different designs on who the head coach would be. And Paul Maurice seems to be that guy. I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to have a new goal song. We're going to have a new head coach. They got to make sure that they don't replace that magic turkey sandwich, though, on the second level there where people line up for hours.
It has nothing to do. It had nothing to do with the success.
No, a lot to do with it.
A turkey sandwich?
Yeah, a lot to do with it.
That turkey sandwich is good, Crowder. I think you're missing out. I know you're vegetarian now, but
I told you I went to a Panthers playoff game with Ryan and Casey from Funky Buddha, and Casey, he was like, "Hey, during in between periods, you want to get a turkey sandwich?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "You've never had the magic turkey sandwich here?" And then I see the line, like, I mean, it's out the door, and then you remember we had Mike Cugno on. And he's like, "Oh my God, that turkey sandwich is fire!" And then he sent us a text, a picture of the line. I mean, literally, easily 40-minute line for that magic turkey sandwich. So listen, you don't make any changes when it comes to the turkey sandwich.
Okay, I got you.
Tonight, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals, 8 p.m. The Avalanche, they lead 2-1. They won the first two. Tampa can hold home court ice at home tonight.
Huh? Somebody home court ice.
Home ice advantage.
Home ice court. What?
I don't know.
Just hold home ice. That's it.
Home ice.
No court.
Home ice.
Yeah. I wasn't even. It didn't even register with me until you said, "Huh."
I didn't know if that was the
they
phrase.
Can hold home court ice. That's funny. You can hear the Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 tonight on 560 WQAM. I think we're going to bet the over tonight, and the reason I'm feeling confident now is we won the Miami New Times Award. I mean, there's no way anything is going to go wrong with our gambling tonight. Like, that's the turnaround that we needed.
I love the confidence. Let's
go. Okay? All right. I thought you fell over.
No, I dropped something.
Again, that game tonight, 8 p.m. You can hear it on 560 WQAM. The Marlins, they beat the Rockies yesterday. They'll play them again tonight. Game 2 of a 3-game series. 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch with Pablo Lopez on the mound. Tomorrow night is the NBA draft. 8 p.m. The Magic have the number one overall pick. The Heat, they right now have the 27th overall pick. Never know, though. Things could change before tomorrow at 8 p.m. Also, this from Mark Stein. Do with this information what you want to. But according to Mark Stein, who is an NBA correspondent, used to write for ESPN, the New York Times.
Yeah, he's clued in. Like, he's good.
Miami is believed to have some level of interest in joining the chase for Kyrie Irving, per Mark Stein.
Right. But what does that mean, believed to have some level of interest? Some level could mean very little. That is some level of interest. My level of interest is very little.
Yeah. And just inquiring about what it would take is not a serious, you know, thing to do. Just, hey, what y'all want for him?
Well,
oh, too much.
I don't even know, like, it's his option, right, Solana, or no?
I believe he has a player option, yes.
Yeah, I don't even think I think it's totally up to Kyrie.
Well, a call from Jimmy Butler might make him make a different decision
decision. The Heat don't have any salary cap space. They would probably have to do one of those sign-and-trades then, Solana, I'm guessing, right?
Well, I think that would be, for the Heat, the ideal option, because
right.
you
yeah.
can that and that's an enticing way to get two teams to go ahead and do something like that, certainly.
Yeah.
Again, guys, tomorrow is the NBA draft at 8 p.m. Let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, it is very hot, around 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. That's your weather.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap, and we've got some extra good vibes on the show today. I'll tell you why in a second. First, let me tell you about Palmetto Ford. They're the only exclusive Ford truck dealership in South Florida. They've been serving South Florida for over 55 years. I always tell you, you need anything truck-related, go to Palmetto Ford. And people will ask me, the same thing they asked the team at Palmetto Ford, how do they have so many trucks? Every dealer says there's no inventory. Well, it's simple. My man Eric Nunez has a 10-man vehicle expert acquisition team. They spend all day buying inventory across the country for all 16 of his franchises. So when they say they got it, when I say they got it, it means they got it, because they go out and get it. They've got plenty of inventory. Other dealers buy from them in order to be able to sell to their own customers. So you can cut out the middleman, go right to the source. You'll save thousands. If there's anything truck-related that you need, there's only one real truck dealership around, and that is Palmetto Ford. If it's a clown show you want, you go to the circus. If it's a truck you need, you go to Palmetto Ford. Palmetto Ford. They know trucks, and yeah, they got it. We are celebrating today because, well, first of all, I'm leaving on vacation. So this is my final segment till July 5th or so. So have a fun run without me, Crowder and Solana.
You can't win an award and hit it.
Follow me on Instagram.
Look at you.
I know. I'm winning the award, and see you later. Follow me on Instagram for updates from Canada, which is where I will be. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. Miami New Times, they had their Best of Miami issue released today, and Best Talk Radio Personality was me. And this is what it says, and it's about the show. What do you say about the man who has seen, done, and talked about it all throughout his illustrious radio broadcasting career? You point out how his public love affair with the McDonald's McRib, without pickles, by the way, is a horrific food take, but he is loved anyway. Hockman is like the LeBron James of sports radio. He makes everyone around him better. His current domination of the afternoon drive simulcast on both WQAM and 790 The Ticket is akin to LeBron playing for the Lakers and Clippers simultaneously. Could he do it? Probably. Does Hockman do this daily? Yes. Advantage Hockman. The trifecta of Hockman, Channing Crowder, and Alex Solana on the airwaves every day makes South Florida that much better of a sports town, and it makes us incredibly thankful. And so we are thankful for that nice write-up in the Miami New Times. And you can check out their entire best of 2022 issue at miaminewtimes.com. Our friend Will Manso won Best Sportscaster. Our friend Calvin Hughes won Best Newscaster. So fun issue. And what more do you need to know? We're award-winning. And so when Crowder tells you about Delaware Chicken Farm, very important that you listen and pay attention, because they wouldn't give us an award if this was bad information.
We playing with Bron, baby. We playing with Bron. Y'all gotta get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been going there 18 years. Been family owned and operated since 1951 in the Hollywood, Florida area. They know what they're doing. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have fish. They have shrimp, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They'll have your order packaged and ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. You don't have to have the car. If you're having a watch party, you're having a family dinner, you're having a romantic dinner, who doesn't want delicious food? And Delaware is going to give that to you. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
This was a loaded potato of a radio show, and I know we're running late here, but, man, we had fun today. Josh Appel was excellent from Burger King. Steve Goldstein breaking down the new Florida Panthers head coach in the 4 o'clock hour. Paul Severino, Marlins broadcaster in the 3 o'clock hour. Our New Times Award, National Onion Rings Day. I mean, everything's going on. I'm going on vacation for a little while, and Crowder, I leave you in good hands. Crowder will be with you. Solana will be with you. And Joe Zagacki will be filling in for me on Thursday and Friday this week. So there you go. Everybody have a great and safe whatever, and I'll speak with you whenever.
We are playing with damn Bron, Solana. Goodness gracious.
You can eat onion rings as a vegetarian, right? That's still on your menu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an onion ring guy.